So we went through an understanding of the seven densities. A few points stand out. One is that the human extraterrestrial line is distinct from the angelic or the deva line. There are seven-dimensional devas from all, you know, the angels that we say have wings and, you know, are very cute, are also grand beings all the way up through the level of higher self and work with all evolving kingdoms of souls, of entities, starting with the minerals. And, you know, there are devas going all the way through the level of higher self, but they don't have choice. And this was basically because the logos, or the creator of each system, needed helpers. And they're the helpers of each octave. So it's also important to understand that in terms of veil, or in terms of lack of awareness of cosmic plan, the prime location for this is 3D physical. So when we die, we're also in the third dimensional sphere, but it's non-physical and it's unveiled. And so this is called by Roth 3D time-space, as opposed to 3D space-time. And this is the physical world, 3D space-time. We're relatively free to move in space. Our bodies can walk around. But in time, we're sort of fixed or locked, meaning we don't know the past and the future. When we die or go out of body or have a near death, there's the potential and there's the normal condition of being mobile in time but limited in space. And so we can have the experience of flying around, but it may not be actually physical flying. It's an artifact of our belief that we're flying. What's really happening is that the mind is freely moving through time and through the realm of potential and experience in a way that we can't do here in the physical. And so people wonder, you know, well, if there's reincarnation, why is there no proof? If there's soul and karma, if there are ETs, why don't they prove themselves? Well, all these spiritual things that you guys talk about, nobody can prove anything. If it's real, why isn't it clear? Well, it's not, it's planned to be veiled. And of course, a skeptic will say, well, that's really convenient. Or the ETs follow the law of free will, and so they don't intervene or show themselves. Well, isn't that a nice way of hiding, you know, behind, you know, some explanation that justifies why you don't see them? Therefore, you know, your argument falls apart. You have no way of proving it. Well, there you go. We have no way of proving these things. And so Ra talked about truth without proof. You know, either you believe it's true, or you know it's true, or you're not sure. But there is no proof. And that's what it's all about. And unfortunately, that also means that, you know, every channel can say, well, I know it's true because I heard it in my mind. I heard it in my head, so I know it's true. I know this is coming from Archangel Michael, or this is coming from E.T. Zorba, or whoever. And therefore, you have, you know, the marketplace of New Age spirituality. And obviously, we can't argue with anybody or can't convince anybody. And so it's just simply a matter of coming to your own sense of knowing what's real and which voice or which voices represent more mature voices of understanding. So, you know, again, in the channeled books that I've seen, you can't come forth, or they don't present any kind of a very systematized view of the multidimensional universe, or a 7 or 12 dimensional view that's orderly and distinct. What you see here with the 7 densities in the same as 7 chakras is each level building upon the previous one, in the sense that development of mind, 5th density, proceeds upon development of heart. You can't know deeply unless the heart is open, or we wish to accept the real or the truth. You can't know truth until you first wish to be to accept it as it is, beyond personal desiring. And so there's no absolute wisdom without absolute love. And therefore, the development of love and wisdom in practice is done simultaneously, back and forth, love and wisdom, which means accept it and appreciate it as it is, and receive it and welcome it as it is, and know it clearly as it is, and know it more deeply, and be able to understand and present it more deeply as it is. And in general, this is the salvation of consciousness and personality blockage and suffering in time and space, which is development of love wisdom, especially for 6th density wanderers whose work is the balancing of love wisdom in 6th density. When we're here, life presents us with situation after situation in which the only viable, workable, healing way of handling situations is love wisdom. And our emotional well-being depends on it. And what we do down here is very, very important for our group up there, or out there, the group that is connected to us through our experience here. So a clear understanding of 7-dimensional life relating to 7-chakra life is very important. And we'll talk more about healing and balance and Ra's presentation of the 7 chakras. This is really the heart of their teaching about healing. How to become a healer is first to heal mind, body, spirit. So if there's a question on cosmic plan.
This is Renee Martin.
Good.
Had a question about adults having double bodies. We were talking about, and I don't know if that fits into what you were talking about, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, I think the thing is, you know, New Age words and terms are notoriously simplistic. So when you say indigo children, you think that everybody is 6 years old or 12 years old. And then you say crystal children, so you think everybody's a child, right? In Taiwan, there's actually a book now called Indigo Adults. You know, so people are making up their terms as they go along, and then they find that somebody else's term was inadequate, so they make up a new one. Indigo, I don't know why it's even called indigo, but I guess if you say green children, it sounds a little strange. But the fourth body is green. 6th chakra, 6th dimensional body is indigo. They're not only children. They could be 60 years old. The question is, when did this phenomenon start? Ra said in 1981 it was relatively recent. Okay, so let's say it started in the 70s, or let's say it started in the 60s. I mean, there were a lot of spiritual parents conscious, birthing and seeking to birth spiritual children in the 60s. So then we have some people who could have been born, you know, what, 1960, 1965. So that means they're 50 years old. So that may be 4th density, double-bodied people, wanderers, who are 50 years old. So it's simplistic to say children. And in terms of who stays and who goes where, It depends on the contract, and it depends on their origin. When we get into the Wanderer's discussion more, again, further down the line in April, we'll see. But fourth density Wanderers, who are generally double-bodied, will generally remain on Earth after Harvest, which means this is their new home. Fifth and sixth density Wanderers will generally leave, meaning they will generally go back to their home dimensional group, which is generally another solar system, not this one, except for some of the fifth density Venusians. That is because the agreement is finished. Harvest, Anne asks about Harvest. Harvest equals ascension. Harvest is a term used by George Hunt Williamson in the 50s, and it's used in the Bible. And, you know, unfortunately, it has some image, brings up an image of the Grim Reaper, but that has nothing to do with it. But there is an esoteric dimension to Harvest, which is that souls are like crops. A soul growing is really a development of light. The body, the soul in incarnation is a body-mind-spirit complex, a triple energy field. You can think of three balls of energy, three spheres. You can think of your physical body as having a spherical energy form around it. That's the physical etheric energy of body. Interpenetrating that and surrounding that is a mind-body energy cloud or field. So interpenetrating that and surrounding that is the third spherical energy field of spirit. So this is the triple energy field of body, mind, spirit. That is what a soul or a higher self manifests, and here we see it in third density. That triple energy field develops increasing capacity to receive and transmit light. The light is the infinite light of creation. It's not physical light, but it's visible to those of sixth density and higher. And, you know, it relates to aura, auric light, but it's really the light as seen in the composite seven-dimensional view of the being. That light develops over learning through incarnation. At the end of a cycle of third density, which is each 25,000 years, so Harvest then is a releasing to the cosmic environment, to the Logos, to the All, of the gathered or intensified light manifesting through the triple energy field body mind spirit complex. Okay? That's a long-winded description, but it's pretty close, and as close as I believe, you know, I know. So Harvest happens every 25,000 years through third density, through the 75,000 years of third density. Now we have the final Stargate opening, or this release of light is what happens as the dimensional window between 3 and 4 opens each 25,000 years in the third density cycle. This is the last one and the end of the first third density cycle on planet Earth. And so that's the meaning of the term harvest. And in terms of soul movement, it's a three-way split. And the three-way split is those who are harvestable negative, 95% service to self, go with the 4D negative contingent, go to them, Orion, Cassiopeia, Southern Cross, Ra says. There's a very small number. The much larger number who are harvestable positive stay with the planet, either dying first or not dying first. and